Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Many girls struggle through the teen years with the onslaught of hormones and rapid growth. How can we help them with wisdom and counsel? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith, where Joe talked with Dr. Amarilla Sanchez-Wolliver. She's written a book together with Dr. Walt Larimore called The Ultimate Girl's Body Book, Not So Silly Questions About Your Body, and offered insight for parents of teen girls.
It's almost like when you're pregnant and you read the book that's called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And so you read about all these things that are going to happen, but then when they actually happen, you go back and you read them again because you didn't pay a lot of attention the first time. And it seems like this book could be used that way as well, that you may read them and think, okay, is that what's going to happen? But then when it actually does, you have this resource to go back to.
Absolutely. And how great that you can have the resource so that when you hear things that are a little bit crazy, whether from friends or on TV shows or wherever it is, that you can think back and, hey, wait, that's not what I read in the book. And then you can go back and reread it and be refreshed with truth, which is our goal.
Well, one of the subjects that the book addresses a lot is just the identity that someone has as one of God's children, and what an important lesson that is for especially a preteen or a teenage girl to learn with all those changes that are happening. You start to doubt, well, am I pretty? Is this the way I'm supposed to be? Am I supposed to look like her instead? Why did you decide to address that type of subject? It seems like it's so huge in our culture.
Yeah, I think we call it the title. I'm trying to find it. Why do I look so different from the girls I see on TV? And it's such a huge topic for, especially for girls in our culture, because we are constantly bombarded as women and as girls with the idea that, as one author put it, I love how they put it, that we are bodies rather than somebodies, and that is not what we are. That is not who we are. And so that the primary message of our book is to really give girls a new way to look at themselves through God's eyes, that we were beautifully and wonderfully made by a God who is good and loves us. And that is the foundation of who we are, that we are not our bodies, that we are not objects for someone's pleasure or use, but that we are precious to God. And from that place of understanding who we are, then comes our purpose, which is also found in our relationship with Him and what He tells us in His Word. So we want to give a new perspective so that these messages that are coming constantly, whether through social media or on billboards or on TV or when we walk through the mall, so that we can just drown out all those lies that come and tell us we are not who God says we are.
Mm.